With the words Christ gave us, we pray.
Hello everyone and welcome to our service of prayer and worship. I'm Catherine and I'm part of the prayer team that is going to be leading this service today. We're going to be using lines from the Lord's Prayer to guide our prayer times today. And we're going to start with our first section, which will help us to pause and to reflect on how amazing our God is. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In our small group recently, we were talking about times that we felt especially close to God. And when people were giving examples, they were all places in the outdoors, whether it was up a mountain or by the beach, in a forest or by a lake. It was all places that really reminded us of how amazing God is and how beautiful his creation is. And I'm sure when you reflect, you can think of times when you've been in a beautiful place and have felt really, really close to God. And we are so blessed to live by a beautiful beach that can be so inspiring to us. So what we're going to do is I'm going to be reading Psalm 19, and then up on the screen you're going to have some photos of different beautiful places in God's creation and some music to listen to as well. And I would love you to just pause and from the busyness of your life and reflect on how amazing God is. You might want to write some words of praise down, or even draw a picture, or just enjoy the quiet time.
Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even sweeter than honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. And then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
As long as life. shackles. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior,
I love how the Lord's Prayer is structured. It takes us on a journey. It starts, well, focusing on our relationship with God as our Father, and then focusing on the wonder and the glory and the holiness of his name, so that our prayers are then rooted in our identity as children of the King of Kings. Jesus then encourages us to align ourselves with his plans and his purposes as we stand in his kingdom authority. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So to help us focus on this section, I hope you've got some paper and scissors and a pen. And I want us to make some paper crowns. And on those paper crowns, we're going to write on the inside and outside some things that we're going to lay before Jesus as we cast our crowns or lay our crowns before him. So if you've got A4 paper, that'll work well. If you've got other paper, that's fine. We can put these as different sizes. They're just symbolic. But if they do fit in your head, that's even better. If you've got A4 paper, I suggest you fold it long ways. And if you've got tape or staples or scissors to tape the end, you can do that. If not, simply folding over a tab at the corner and just rolling it over once on either end seems to do the job. And as we're thinking doing this, we can be thinking about those things that are part of God's kingdom. What does it mean for God's kingdom to come and for his will to be done? What areas do we want to see his reign and his sovereignty at hand? So if we've got both ends done, if you keep the open end at the bottom, the fold at the top, we can then create a simple crown shape, and it doesn't really matter what shape you do. I'm just going to keep it a very simple zigzag. And for each point, ask God just to show you what is on his heart. What are his purposes and plans? Where do our hearts need to be aligned with his purposes and plans? And if we've got a simple crown, that should hold together and that will fit. Now on the inside, I want us to think about areas that you want to surrender to God's will, where we want our hearts and our minds to be aligned with God's kingdom. So we're told to focus on our identity as children of the King of Kings, and then to align ourselves with his purposes and his plans so that we are ambassadors for his kingdom in our prayers and in our lives as well. So on the inside, what are the areas where you know that you need to be surrendering? So a few things that sprung to mind for me, greater compassion, more of a heart for the lost. I've noticed there's a real sense of competition, confrontation, maybe even a false nationalism that is in society, and I notice that a lot. And I know some of that's crept into my heart. So that's something I want to lay before Jesus and ask him to focus and realign my heart with his purposes. So you can write some of those on the inside. Then on the outside, we can start thinking about areas where we want to invite God to be Lord, to be king, where we want to invite his kingdom to come. Those situations and circumstances that are known to us. I've kept mine very general as an idea, but get as specific as we can. Things like unity in the church, unity in society, justice and provision, freedom from slavery, from fear, from addiction and from sickness. Various different areas. So spend some time just thinking and praying and inviting God to move and for his kingdom authority to come in these situations. And then as a final act, just as the elders did in Revelation, the 12 elders in Revelation 4, they lay their crowns at the feet of Jesus. And knowing that, as we read in 1 John 5, 14 to 15, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Amen.
The next line in the Lord's Prayer is, give us this day our daily bread. Or we could say, you have always and will always supply our needs. There's some smells, isn't it, that just stay with you, just beautiful. Getting bread out of the oven or walking through a bakery or a bakery department in Morrison's. The smell of bread is just so beautiful. How much more beautiful is it knowing that we've got a God who supplies all our needs? A God who cares, a God who provides. I wonder if Jesus was to ask us right now, what can I do for you? What would you reply? See, Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A shepherd and his sheep, my God and me. So let's pray and trust God for all our needs. The Bible teaches us in Matthew that God is our Father and knows exactly what we need. So, what are our needs? So, what of our physical needs? What of our emotional needs? What of our spiritual needs? What of our practical needs? Just let's just ponder a moment and pray to God.
Lord, give us today our daily bread. As we live in new and different ways, Lord, give us today our daily bread. As we learn to trust in new and different ways, give us today our daily bread. As we try new and different things, give us today our daily bread. And let's also think for a moment about other people in our community, those with a real deep need of daily bread, literally as well as metaphorically, for their physical, emotional, spiritual and practical need, Lords, give them today their daily bread. Amen.
Darkness past. We've now come to the final section of the Lord's Prayer. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And in a sense, what these words are doing are bringing the prayer full circle. We started with adoration, Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name. And what we're doing now is concluding with praise. Pete Gregg, in his book, in relation to this part of the Lord's Prayer, says the following: having hallowed the Father's name, we now declare his glory. Having prayed his will to be done, we proclaim his power. Having invited his kingdom to come, we celebrate that it has already come, both now and forevermore. So let's just remind ourselves of those words again. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It doesn't say, if we earn more or buy more, then ours is the kingdom. It doesn't say, if we conquer more, then ours is the power. It doesn't say, if we achieve more, then ours is the glory. It doesn't even say, if we pray hard enough, then ours is the kingdom, the power and the glory. What it does say is that despite the kingdoms we build, despite our claims to power, despite the glory that we give to the rich and the famous, and despite our own efforts, these are all going to pass and won't last. What we're doing here is making a confession of faith, saying, all authority in heaven and on earth, all power and all glory belongs to God, in the past, in the present, and in the future, forever. So as we conclude the Lord's Prayer, let's lift our hearts and minds and our whole being to God in praise and adoration and worship of him. And if you're able to, wherever you are right now, I'd like you to stand. And you may not have done this before, but what I'd like you to do is lift your hands before God and say the words of the prayer again after me. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's just say that again together. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's just proclaim that one more time. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So as we continue to pray over the coming weeks, I'd like you to use the Lord's Prayer as part of your quiet time. Starting tomorrow, meditate on the words and ask God to speak to you again through this mighty prayer. What might God be saying to you? On Monday, use the words, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. On Tuesday, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On Wednesday, give us this day our daily bread. Thursday, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then on Friday, for yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The band are now going to lead us in a song based on the words of the Lord's Prayer. Please join in with us if you know it, but if not, then listen to the words and allow God to minister to you through this song.
Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation, God deliver us from the enemy. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Give us each moment all that we need. Forgive us our sins as we forgive the ones who have sinned against us. Our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation, God deliver us from the enemy. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Coming to the end of our service now, and I'd like to thank everyone who's been involved today. And I'd also like to encourage you to meditate over the next couple of weeks on the powerful words of the Lord's Prayer and allow God to speak to you again through those great words. Let's pray together now. To the one whose goodness is without equal, whose love is beyond comparison, whose mercy is beyond understanding, and whose power is beyond words, be praise and glory, worship and thanksgiving now and always. Amen.